This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. A few years ago, author Haru Patel thought he was onto something when he wrote a hip-hop story. His novel is a hip-hop version of West Side Story. But the warring clans are not gang members. They're rivals who fight it out at poetry slams. Getting the book published took some ingenuity. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked with Patel about the trappings of hip-hop success and how his story found a wider audience.
You don't seem to be particularly enamored of the posturing that goes on in some of the rap world. Your descriptions of rappers' entourages and their jewelry, the women that follow them about, that was extensive and maybe a little critical. Tell me why.
Well, you know, because like when I was, you know, researching the book, I would go out to a lot of different parties and different events and industry events. And, you know, a lot of times for me, from the outside looking in, industry events just seem very fake, and most times I just saw a lot of people really putting on fronts and pretending to be what they really weren't. And I also saw, like, you know, kids who would go there and try to emulate what they saw other rappers doing on TV and so on. And, like, you know, this kid might not be able to pay his bills, so to speak, but, you know, like, let's say he might have the two-way pager, but like next month it'll be turned off because he can't afford to pay it. So, you know, it was just an interesting thing. So I just kind of wanted to point out certain little things. And it's not to criticize or anything about the lifestyle or anything. It's just to show it in its realness. And then, you know, people make their judgments from there.
Now, did you initially ever try to show this to a regular publishing house? Did you try to get anybody at one of the big houses interested in the story?
I was speaking to an author, a friend of mine, who told me that, like, sometimes, you know, after you even get an agent, it could take up to 2 years before a publishing house even picks it up. And then it could take up to another 2 years before the publishing house even puts the book out. So I'm like, well, you know, that's a real tough situation, especially if you're not really a known artist. And I knew how to self-publish a book, and I knew how to grind it and sell it on the street. And so, you know, when it came to that and I saw all the time that it would take to get the book out in the regular main way, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself.
And so when you sold it, you showed up where to tell people, take a look at my book?
You know, as soon as the book came, I went straight to the train, you know.
To the subway?
Just went straight to the subway. It's like I just went straight on the train with like 14 books in my bag. And within like over an hour, you know, I had sold out.
How did you sell the idea of buying this to people who were riding the train?
I do like to consider myself a performer. And so whenever I got on the train, I would think of it as like, you know, I'm performing.
Okay,
and
so give us a taste of your spiel.
Well, you know, I'd get on and be like, yo, young writer, recently wrote and published my first novel. It's a hip-hop story. It's the hottest book in the city right now. One, like 6 months from now, it's going to be the number one book in the country. 1 year from now, it's the number one in the world. You see me here today, tomorrow, you see me on Oprah. Don't miss out, I'll sign and date a copy for you. You know, it's going to be a collector's item. And, you know, then I feel that, you know, I was like, you know, it doesn't cost a thing to take a look, just a glimpse, a glance, a peek. You know, you really just try to get the book in people's hands, get them to look at it. And if they're still not feeling you after that, you'd be like, you know, a couple weeks from now, you're like, damn, that's that kid I saw on the train. Oh my God, I missed out. I wouldn't even look at a book. I wouldn't even look at him. You know, you laugh with people, you know, you try to make them feel good. And, you know, hopefully just by being jovial and pleasant, they'll pick up a book and look at it. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, if they're buying it, most times they're, unless they've heard about it from somebody or another, they're just buying you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like this guy. I like his spirit. I like what he's doing. Let me support him. You know, it works out.
Now, I understand, legend has it anyway, that one day you're walking through the train with your last copy and you gave this spiel to somebody who happened to have been an editor at MTV Books. He took it home and read it and was so impressed he called his boss and said, you got to buy this.
I had made a commitment to myself that I couldn't go home without an empty bag. Jacob Hoyt, director of publishing for MTV Books, happened to be the person who picked up the last copy. And, you know, 2 days later, he called me up and he's like, yeah, we got to do something with this.
And so now you've been picked up by MTV Books, I guess, in conjunction with Pocket Books.
Pocket Books, yes.
So does this mean you're like rolling in it? Do you have a Hummer with white leather seats? And do you have your own posse of video young ladies that follow you around and offer to do things I can't mention on public radio to you for absolute free because you're the man? You didn't say no.
No, it's just laughable. No, it's not like that. It's not like that at all.
Haru Patel is a poet and the author of A Hip-Hop Story. He spoke to us from our New York bureau. Thanks very much for coming down.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
And that interview by Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates.